welcome to the Phenomenal Podcast. I'm your host, Ronathan, and today, in episode 2, we're going to be talking about a few questions that we're going to be talking about. I have a very special guest named Jordan.
Hey, my name's Jordan. I enjoy playing games on my free time when I do have it, which is a lot, and I decided, man, being on a podcast would be fun, so here we are.
And it's a pleasure to have you on the show, man.
Pleasure to be here.
I bet. So my first question is, why do we dream? Like, just think about that. Why do we dream?
You know? Why do we dream?
Yeah, like, and just personally, you just think about how you feel when you dream. Why do we dream? If that makes sense.
Well, weird thing about that is, like, I'm the only person out of anyone I've ever asked about dreams that has any actual decent ones, like fun, exciting ones. Everyone else has been like, yeah, I have these weird, vivid, death, like, Final Destination-esque death ones. And I'm like, what? What? So, like, why people dream? Man, that is weird.
So you don't have those, like, crazy dreams?
Yeah, no, like, it's always just, like, a weird adventure of some sort. It's never, like, scary or anything. But, like,
okay,
people who I know are fine always are like, yeah, no, I have these weird, vivid nightmares.
So your dreams, basically what you're saying is it's more happiness. It's more happy, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's really interesting. Like, for me, I always dream about, like, weird things, you know. Usually it's about, like, fantasy lands and all, just, like, where the world is, like, always perfect. There's no discrimination. There's no, everything is, like, all united and all, you know. And sometimes, like, it's just these weird dreams I get as well, you know. Sometimes it's happy. Sometimes it's sad. Sometimes I get to the point where it's, like, I just fall out of nowhere and I just hit the ground and I just wake up all of a sudden.
I mean, the falling ones are, I have those too. Those are fun.
Right. But they're like, they just make me think, why, you know? Because I feel like there's like a meaning to it, if that makes sense. Because, like, when you're dreaming, you're in a fantasy land, you know? You're yeah, hallucinating into something that is unknown. And all those people that you're in with, they're like someone that you've seen in real life. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
It's weird because, like, give me a second. I lost my train of thought.
No, you're good, man. You're good.
But, like, it's interesting because, like, these people, I don't understand how I'm the only one out of my friend group that I know that hasn't had a nightmare since I was a kid.
Really?
I don't understand what's going through their heads or what they're thinking of to make them have these nightmares. But all I know is that, like, most of them have been like, oh man, like, yeah, this is bullshit or whatever. Like, they're really pessimistic or negative towards something or other. And that thing usually translates into, like, their dream, maybe. And other times it's just like, I don't know, I just had a weird fucking dream for no reason. I'm like, oh shit, okay, fine.
So I also have another question since you brought up overthinking, all right? Do you always overthink?
All the time.
All the time. Same here.
All the time.
And, like, for some reason, okay, let me just tell you this, all right? When you overthink, it's really interesting what you could just think of.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like when I overthink, and I like, every day I always overthink about everything. About my past, about the future, and about my present, even right now. And for some reason, I always overthink.
What I find myself overthinking about is, like, mistakes I've made in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I was, like, talking to someone and I made some, like, shitty joke, and they were like, and then walked away, I was like, I'm such a loser. But then, like 3 years later, I'll go like, man, I hope they don't hate me or whatever, but they probably were like, meh.
Right. So you always think about, like, kind of the past friendships you had before, correct?
Yeah, it's like,
Right.
you think about those past friendships and it's like, man, I wonder what kind of impression they make. And that overthinking leads you to be like, damn, maybe they hate me or something because of something I did. In reality, they probably don't even remember it. It's just you
Probably.
thinking about it too much.
Yeah. 'Cause like when you overthink, it's sometimes you when you overthink, you just push everybody away and you're just there sitting alone, looking out and just think.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like that's how you could get like very disconnected with everybody. And then everybody will like start being like, worried about you and this and that.
Oh yeah,
You know,
definitely.
but like sometimes a lot of people don't even know you're like gone sometimes, you know?
Oh, yeah, I've had that before.
Right. You know, it's like where I just like for some reason I just wanted to disconnect with everybody, all social media and everything. And then when I just like stop using Instagram, stop using Snapchat, stop using, basically all my social platforms, when I just stopped. And like there was few people who were like, just asking, hey, you okay and all, and like I was like surprised that somebody would like, text me and all, because usually nobody ever does. But then like, to my surprise, not that many people like that I thought who were like my friends, they didn't even know that I was gone, which was like really funny.
Yeah, I've done that before too. My friends made a Discord group, then as it grew bigger, I was like, man, this is kind of a lot of people. I think I'll take a week off or so, and I did. And I didn't get on Instagram, I didn't get on Discord for like a week. And when I did come back, they were like, "Oh, hey, you were gone for like a week's. How you been?" And I'm like, "Oh, I've been fine. Just needed a break or two." And it's like, "Sweet." And I'm like, that's nice that they at least notice, because like that at least makes you feel like I haven't impacted the group. And if I'm not there, then it's like, well, it's kind of not the same. And that's at least nice, a nice thought to have.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's like that was actually good that you had like people who were actually like, hey, you're doing good and all, that's good,
Yeah.
my next question is, when you die, okay, how long will you be remembered after you die?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
I
Because
it's a bit deep, but like
here's my counter question. Do you remember the guy who invented scissors?
No.
One of the greatest inventions. Yeah, no one knows who it is.
That's actually a lot. I actually, no one would ever thought like who invented scissors, and nobody would even remember who was that person, that him or her.
Who invented glue? Who invented tape?
All
These
these
are really
every
important.
yeah, all these useful things that we use every single day in our lives, mostly every single day. But nobody knows who actually made them.
Yeah,
You
they were
know, and
probably
that's
very
really
important
funny.
at the time. They were probably very important at the time, but to us, they're no one. Because over time, they were forgotten. The
Right.
only thing you'll remember about them is the invention and not the person.
So back to the question, how long will you be remembered after you die?
Well, that all depends on what I do. If I do something like, oh, if I'm some sort of a businessman, then only my family will remember me. And by the time I'm like your great great grandfather, that's all they'll call me, your great great grandpa, everyone will forget, and then the next generation after that, who am I even?
That's true.
If you live like in a unfulfilling life that no one really had anything to like know that you were there, like nothing that stood out in your life, you're
Right.
just a relative.
So like for me, it kind of depends, it depends on everybody, If you're talking about like paparazzi like Drake and like Lil Uzi Vert and like, Beyonce and like all these popular, celebrities right now, they'll be talked for eons now. You know, they'll be in the history books, I guarantee that, about all the things they have done and like especially just in the music industry and all.
Yeah, because they're famous and have money and are and kids know them well and be like, oh my God, and they're
Right.
brandable.
Yeah, but like realistically, like in the present day, by just only about like if you're just a normal person and just like who is very small, like just basically everybody else in the world, only about like 10 years, I would say, that people would like remember them, you know?
Yeah.
But personally, if you kind of do the math, actually, the real last memory of someone will have about you is about 115 years. And if you kind of like just think about it, like for me, I know my great great grandfather, and that's about 120 years ago, you know?
Oh, wow.
And that's just that gap right there, you know, which is like about a century and a quarter. So
Yeah.
that's, you know, if you kind of do the math, that's kind of like the truth about only 115 to 20 years that will be only about you. Unless if you've done something so unique and changed so many people's lives and you became like a paparazzi and all, then if you do something super phenomenal, then you'll be like written in the history books, and till this day we'll be like learning about, you know, the people who are dead and just dead presidents and all those people, you know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy how you could just kind of like think about this, you know. There's so many ways this question could go. It just depends how do you take it.
True. And it also doesn't even have to be a good thing you can remember by. You can remember it as one of the most hated people on the planet.
That is
Like, the
true.
Zodiac Killer will always be remembered as that killer. No one knows who he is, but he was dangerous,
Like,
and he will always be remembered and feared.
just like Adolf Hitler.
He also remembered and feared.
Oh yeah. Everybody
Because he
remember him with
is.
fear, anger,
Yeah.
and sadness.
Yep. Very terrifying figure in history that will always be remembered, not because of what he did greatly. Well,
Right.
some people think he did good things, but he will always be remembered as the guy who led one of the greatest disasters in human history.
That is true. And since we're just talking about Hitler for a second, if you had the power to travel back, would you kill baby Hitler when he almost drowned?
I'd kill whoever saved him, 'cause then there would be no one to save him, and then Mother Nature can take care of whatever he was doing, drowning.
But then it like that could just change everything. From World War I all the way to Black Lives Matter till this day. Well, Black Lives Matter, though, that's a bit debatable of how that could change, but everything would be changed, guaranteed, from World War I to all the way to 9/11, you know?
Right.
Because everything would
But
change. But do you know how many people would be still on this earth, you know?
yeah, you're right. But that is like 1% of the 1% of the population on Earth is essentially like 1 million people still, and he killed about 6 million-ish, so that's like
Right. And
six
the
percent of
thing was
people.
that it was mostly targeted at Jewish people, which was very wrong of
Yeah.
him, you know.
Yeah, so if say that were to happen, to go back in time and actually successfully kill Hitler, I would think that there wouldn't be many like quote unquote neo-Nazis. That term wouldn't be coined in the first place, because the Nazis wouldn't really be a thing. But say that neo-Nazis aren't a thing now. Now there's no reason. Now there's no like incentive to be like, hey, learn about people's cultures, learn about other people's beliefs. If you were to get rid of this vital part of history, then no one would know how to treat Jewish people. No one would know how to treat other people who are different than them.
Right.
So, would I kill Hitler? Maybe,
It
because
just kind
you
of
know he's
depends,
Hitler.
right?
Yeah, but do I? But if I do, I end up like getting rid of this important part of history.
That's true.
And now who's the bad guy?
That's true. That would be you, I think, actually.
It kind of would.
Yeah. But if you think about it as well, let's say, someone goes back in times and kills him, okay? Goes back into time, into modern day. Everything would be changed. Textbooks, just the things that has happened, everything.
Right.
Just like things that has happened wouldn't be here. And the biggest thing that would be changed is population, overpopulation to be exact. Right
Yeah.
now, we are becoming into one of the biggest problems that we're going to be facing in the next 10 years. And that's overpopulation. Why? Because how are we going to feed all these people? And the thing is that since India will be surpassing China around in 2030, India is going to have the world's most largest population in the whole world.
Right.
And since China has this one-child policy, which is really bad, where you could just only have one child, that's just really horrific,
Yeah.
But I see why they're, trying to limit, just people like people reproducing, but you gotta have to like kind of admit, just like you get caught with like another child, they go and just kill that child. I mean, that's kind of wrong,
I agree that it is kind of wrong, but
On the other hand, it's
on the other hand, it's better than them starving to death
that is
slowly.
true. But there's still so many people out there that is struggling to get even food on this planet. And it's really sad to even hear that.
Yeah, and plus people sometimes just can't control themselves in certain situations. Sometimes they will have this other child and it'll be like, well, sorry, but now that the child's born, they gotta go.
That's true. So my next question is intelligence or wisdom more useful in life?
Without wisdom, I'd say you wouldn't know how to use your intelligence.
Really? I never thought of that way.
Because wisdom, so to me, wisdom would be like, you have the wisdom because you went through the situation and you know how to deal with it yourself. And then because using your, but your wisdom doesn't matter unless you are smart enough to understand how to go around the situation. At the same time, though, you can be as smart as Einstein, but without like the wisdom to know like how to go about a situation, you'd be like, not then what?
Right. I mean, yeah, that makes sense, because like the thing about like wisdom is that it's just having about the quality of having experience, knowledge, and just good judgment. But while on the
Right.
other hand, with intelligence, you have the ability to acquire and apply knowledge and skills.
Right.
But you trying to decide with the question, is intelligence or wisdom more useful, which one kind of overbalance? I say it's neither, because it's best to have actually both. Because you act for wisdom, you need to have intelligence.
And you can't have intelligence without wisdom too.
That is true.
I get what you're saying. I understand what you're laying down.
You kind of understand now, where
Yeah.
you kind of have to have both. You cannot just choose one. Sure, there could be a wise person, but where did
But
he
they
get
would.
that wise from?
Right.
It has to be from intelligent.
He had to have learned it with, Yeah.
And yeah, and like in this, like if you just flip it, when he gets his intelligent, how he's gonna spread it, like spread it with wise, with being with wisdom.
Right. He can use his intelligence to pass his knowledge of an experience to someone else.
So
I got it.
you kind of finally kind of like it's kind of shocking, how many questions with different minds and things is able to change, right? So my final question is, where do you find meaning in your life?
Oh,
Think about, you could take your time to think about that. But where do you find your meaning in your life?
man. To me, I would say that meaning in my life would come from making others kind of joyful and happy in the moment at least. 'Cause then at that point it'd be like it's a momentary, it may be momentary, but at least they were able to feel a positive emotion for like 5 seconds maybe. And just for it kind of makes me feel, you know, like I did something. And that's kind of what my meaning is. I wanna feel like I did something for people. I wanna make people happy with certain actions I do. If I ever make something like, you know, like if I were say I were a music producer, I wanted to make people I wanted music that people would enjoy and people like rave about like, oh, this was so good. I play this all the time to get me out of like tough areas. It'd be like, that's nice. I would like hearing that. Or if I was a game dev, people enjoy my games. Like, that's just wonderful.
I agree with you, like for me, when I try to find the meaning in my life, I always, look up to God. And this is where people get, where like tension kind of rise with other religions, For me, being a Sikh and being into the religion of Sikhism, God is always first, especially to me. And me going to like Christian temples and like just learning about all like the major religions, I usually just I always keep my religion the most priority, But at the same time, how I always say it is like, doesn't matter what religion you are in, we are all talking about the same one and only God. So it doesn't matter where I put my faith in, into Sikhism, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, or Islam, we are all talking about the one and only God. And the thing is that, like, if you, the reason why also like these five religions are the five major religions in the world actually, is because there's one way you're able to tell. If you look up the Golden Temple and you just go on the satellite map, and it's located in Amritsar, India. If you just look at it, you're gonna see the Golden Temple in the middle with a pool of holy water, and then you're gonna see four barrier white walls. And each door represents one religion. The middle is meaning Sikhism, and then on the other is Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam, welcoming everybody into the temple of Sikhism.
Oh wow.
And it's pretty fascinating to
So
kind
it's
of see
kind of
that.
like so it's like as long as you believe, it doesn't matter if you believe in a god, you're welcome.
Well, in kind of, but in the religion of Sikhism, how it works is that regardless of your sex, age, of who you are, doesn't matter what religion you are in, doesn't matter if you're a peasant, you're poor, you're rich, you're wealthy, or you're middle class, it doesn't matter. Whoever you are, you're welcome to come into our religion. And that's what makes this religion so fascinating, I'm not saying that, this religion is the most fascinating and then the rest are isn't. No. Every single religion is fascinating.
So it's really inclusive.
What do you mean by that?
As in, like, it doesn't really matter who you are. If you at least want to be a part of religion and believe in the beliefs of Sikhism, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Sikhism.
Sikhism. Okay. So if as long as you believe in those beliefs and want to be a part of religion, you're welcome. Doesn't really, like, literally. If you are a homeless man on the street, you are welcome in this religion.
Yeah,
That's
you are.
really cool.
And we do have this one place called the Lunger Hall. And basically, it is a place where you're able to come and eat, and everything is free. All the food is free. Everybody's able to come. You just sit down, and everybody, you just eat.
Wow.
And it's, even if you're homeless, come in, sit down, just pray, and then you just eat. That's it. Just like when you're entering the temple, the thing you just all you got to be doing is you just make sure you're just wearing a head covering to, just kind of respect to our Guruji, which is the Guru Granth Sahib Ji, which is basically our holy book,
Right.
but we treat it as a guru, just like our past 10 other gurus that we had. We had 10, yeah, we had 10 gurus before, but to just make it all simplified and everything, the 10th guru, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he decided not to choose any more human leaders. So that's why he has choose Guru Granth Sahib Ji, which is basically the holy book of all the writings of all the other 10 gurus, all packed in. And they also have in the writings of Muhammad, and about Christianity, about Jesus, and it has pretty much about every single religion text in here as well. It does talk
Okay.
about other religions as well.
So it's
And
like a
it.
collection of it's just a collection of all the religious texts and stories.
Correct. And there is versions now that you're able to read online with, you just search up Guru Granth Sahib Ji and you can read the English version. There's also Spanish, Italian. There's many languages now since we have technology and we're able to translate it now.
Right.
So, yeah, and it's kind of fascinating about, just the world that we're living in now,
Yeah, it's really amazing 'cause like I could literally connect to someone from across the world, like from right where they are right now. It's like 2 p.m. But where I am right now, I could it's my it, I should be asleep.
It's just like what we're doing right now,
Yeah.
you're all the way all the side, on the other side, and I'm here, and like just using technology, we're able to create this episode, and it's just fascinating
Yeah,
how.
without even having to like make substantial movements, we just have to connect onto the internet and
Voila.
we're here.
Yep. Jordan, it was a pleasure to have you on this episode. And thank you for tuning into the second episode of the Phenomenal Podcast. Cue the outro music.